The Navajo Transitional Energy Company, or NTEC, purchased three bankrupt coal mines in Wyoming and Montana this week. It's a move that's been met with criticism from some who want the Navajo-owned company to move toward renewable energy and away from coal. NTEC is a for-profit company that was created in 2013 by the tribal government to purchase Navajo Mine, the sole mine that feeds fuel to the Four Corners power plant in northwestern New Mexico. And in their charter papers, the Navajo government put language that says it has to invest into renewables, according to Ernie Zaw, the company's director of communications. That's a task he says they complete through community programs that bolster renewables. But at the end of the day, Zaw says their money is made from selling coal. And he insists buying these three mines out of bankruptcy is a good investment. I spoke with him recently and asked him why.
Well, this is a good business opportunity for NTEC. And the way it came about is, of course, these mines are in bankruptcy, which when they reach the federal bankruptcy court level, when you start to bid on them, they become an ideal business acquisition. And so compared to what we paid for in the past for Navajo Mine, this is a much better investment. We do believe that the markets are going to settle down and they're not going to be as desolate as some of the non-coal supporters make it sound to be. Coal will always have a part of the nation's energy portfolio just because of its reliability and its lack of volatility to fall to the market sways. I know gas is preferred right now, but gas at one time, natural gas was trading at $13 an MMBTU, and now it's down to under $3 typically. So that shows you the price gap that can happen with natural gas. So if it goes back up again, you know, they'll be looking for another non-renewable source of energy, and that's where coal has historically been favored.
Critics, including one we had on our show earlier this week, say that this sale, though, is misguided, that those projections of the revenue that you might make on these mines are based on past profits that those mines have made, not future projections, as the economy as a whole kind of moves away from coal power. What's your response to those critics?
You know, once the markets begin to level out and we look to the future, coal is going to be a part of that future, whether people like it or not. That's just the reality because of the lack of development that renewable energy has right now. And their percentage within the entire, when you look at the entire energy portfolio for the country, renewable isn't that big. It has a lot of room to grow. But it also has a lot of room to grow internally as an energy source in terms of capacity and storage. And by the time that happens, we'll see where coal is at then. We still have a good portion of the energy portfolio, and it's not going to go away because it's getting cold right now. You know, I'm talking to you from Sheridan, Wyoming. We're in a snowstorm today. The clouds are covering the sun. If I was dependent upon solar energy right now, I'd be worried because my house needs to stay warm. My children need to get fed. I need to do something to offset that. So what am I going to do? That's where your non-renewable energy sources come in handy.
What do you say to those who really argue that this is the wrong way to go, that the future of the Navajo Nation and the point of NTEC was to go in an alternative renewable energy future?
That was one of the points of NTEC. It's not the point of NTEC. It was one of the offsets there to grow a larger perspective of the energy portfolio in the future. Historically, the Navajo Nation has been coal dependent and dependent upon non-renewable resources. So we're talking uranium, even though that's banned on the res now, coal, gas, and oil. So that's the Navajo tribe itself is a natural resource tribe. It received more than 70 to 80% of its general fund is generated from non-renewable fuel gathering. So this push, I think, is ignorant of it, the current needs of the Navajo Nation government. You know, we look at the investment versus returns in renewables, and at a large scale, we don't see that necessarily at its full potential right now. So in the meantime, what can we do to continue to help the Navajo Nation, who's on the verge of losing about $70 million of revenue per year with the closure of NGS and Cantamine. You know, this is a good opportunity to continue a lot of to continue funding the Navajo Nation's general fund, which funds youth programs, chapter programs, elderly programs, programs for veterans. And unfortunately, these critics have not proposed any type of solution to keep the funding for those programs. You know, it's okay to disagree with our direction, but let's talk solutions. What can we do? And you know, we see this as a solution, and we want to do what we can to help our people. NTEC's Navajo run by our board. We have Navajo employees who help guide the day-to-day stuff to make sure that things are done at Navajo Mine with Navajo culture as primary value.
All right, that is Ernie Zaw, Director of Communications and Media Affairs with the Navajo Transitional Energy Company. Ernie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.